The only letters that were paid attention to were the ones that Bob actually sent out, and thank you, Bob, for sending those out. And that got the attention of all those who are not abiding by the rules in Branson Creek. Thank you.
Okay, anybody got a question for her? Thank you.
Thank you.
Jerry Fady?
Ridley?
Yeah.
I'm going to pass on preservation of time. I think Ms. Wolf, Mr. Billingsley, Barb with Sunset, and Mr. Worley have spoken very well on what I've been covering.
Okay, thank you.
Yes.
Wes Strang?
I'm getting there.
No, I'm fine.
Thank you, gentlemen. I'm Wes Strange. I live at 111 Tuscany Drive in Villas in Branson Creek. I think most of the issues have been basically covered tonight very well. I guess I'm speaking on a personal situation. We bought our unit back in the very beginning, and the developer made many promises, which most of them seem to have been broken, but be that as it may. I speak to one particular incident on July the 4th, 2 years ago. The unit catty cornered from me across the street. There were like 18 people. Roughly, I think 17 or 18, I couldn't get an exact count. They decided to shoot fireworks, and I went out and asked them to please discontinue shooting their fireworks. Well, all that did was agitate them, so they decided to shoot them directly at our place, which kind of irritated me. So we had some words back and forth, and that didn't help, but so I called the sheriff's department. They came out, the sheriff's department got there. All was calm. There was just the four ladies sitting out on the driveway. Everybody else had disappeared. And that's kind of typical when, you know, things like that happen. And so that's the issues, I think, you know. And I realize that you guys are not an enforcement body. But when the applications come to you, I think you have to understand that when these people are applying for an application, you got to understand, you know, if they're putting 12, 14, 15 people into a two-bedroom unit, that should not be allowed. No way. And that's what's happening. Not on an occasional time, but time after time. And they park their pontoon boat in the street. And that kind of makes it difficult to get back and forth. The streets out there are not that wide. And that's not your problem either. That's our problem. But when you can't get past it, you know, that's impeding the traffic, et cetera. So there's many issues. And of the three issues that are on the board, you know, A, B, and C, and I've not had a chance to really study all of them really in depth, A, no, B, and no, C, maybe. But I think probably they probably need to be scrapped and kind of left alone and maybe started again. But those applications, you know, do we have sprinkler systems? Do we have the proper, you know, amenities in there to be handling the number of residents that they're going to be renting to? And there are commercial projects. When they're leasing these, they become commercial projects. And that's what they should go on the tax rolls as. That's basically all I have to say, guys. I just, you know, when we moved in, we were promised by the developer, oh, no nightly rentals. That's why we moved out of Point Royale. I still have a unit there. There's all kinds of problems there, but anyway, that's what we have there. Any questions?
Yes, I'm sorry that you have these problems and all the other people have these problems, but if you read our code, we don't rent or we don't approve projects with 15 or 20 people in a house.
I understand it, and that's why we call, that's why we call the sheriff, so that they can handle those problems.
If they got 20 people in that house, please don't blame us, because we didn't approve that.
But you guys are the first line of defense.
I understand.
When that application is filed, and you've got to make some judgmental calls and, you know, do some inspections or do what, you know, and work with the fire departments and those type of people to be sure that those units are in compliance. That's the main thing. And that's what we're asking. We're not asking you to go out there and knock on the doors and put people in handcuffs. That's, we understand you're not the police. We can call the police when it gets to that point. We don't want to get that far. That's why we're there. Anyway, I'd like to continue.
I understand what you're saying, though.
I understand. I'd like to continue to live there. But it's becoming more and more difficult with the unregulated rentals that we're having show up. And that's what we're having at this point. Thank you, gentlemen.
Thank you. Mark Mosey?
Mark Mosey. Yes, Mark Mosey. I have few properties in Taney County. I don't live in Taney County. I live in Springfield. And we also manage properties in the area, about 70 properties. So most of our properties are in a commercially zoned area, I would say. So they were set up to be vacation rentals, and there's not a need to get a special use permit. We have properties in Westgate, Branson Woods, would be one example. So one of the things that I would like to speak to, and I do feel really bad about the situations that you all have explained and described, and there's no excuse for it. They should not happen, and the owners that are managing those properties are not living up to the expectations that the rest of us as property owners have. And so I guess my biggest concern is trying to figure out a way to regulate those issues and not penalize those who are, or over-regulate those who are doing a good job. And unfortunately, you tend to hear about the bad situations and the situations that are causing problems, so I see that you have to do the best that you can to take care of those situations. But as you know, for the most part, most people who come to Branson and come to visit, they come to have a good time. They respect the property that they're in. They take excellent care of it. And in managing 70 properties, we have very few problems. In 10 years, I've had to call law enforcement one time, only one time. And that's a lot of guests that come and go and don't cause any problems. So, just as a side note, I live two doors down from a vacation rental in Springfield. It's been there for a couple of years. It's never been a problem. They come, they go. They've not caused any problems. No one in the neighborhood has had any issues with it. I don't think they're regulated there, but that's really beside the point. My personal experience with my own residence has not been a problem at all. So, and it is, and I'm sure you're aware, it is a big industry. Just from what I know about the money that comes through our business, my estimate, if we go with the 3,500 units that are in Taney County, if that's the case, that's a $100 million business or a $100 million industry. I'd be interested to know of how accurate I am, but I think that wouldn't be too far off. So if that's the case, you know, that's a pretty big issue for your county too, because you're getting 1.875 or something like that tax from that. So that's a lot of money that you're generating on that. So it's an important issue, one that needs to be addressed. And I hope that you can figure out a way to help them in their dilemma of having problems with people not following the rules like they should, and not cause owners that are following the rules to have to go through more hoops and more guidelines and more regulations and requiring somebody in a already approved commercial area to have to get a permit when it really is an unnecessary thing or an unnecessary step. And I really feel like it's a great industry for Branson. It's a great industry across the country. And if we over-regulate it, it's gonna cause problems with tourism. It's gonna cause a lot of problems. It's a place that people want to come to. They're unfortunately moving away from motels and into this mode of accommodation. So we have to figure out a way to do it right. And I do believe in the people, for the most part, that are managing these properties. I do. I believe that they want to do the right thing. They want to take care of the property, and they do, and they want to make sure that their guests are respectful. Unfortunately, there are a few situations that you're stuck with needing to control. But please don't over-regulate if it's not necessary. Questions?
Any questions for Mark?
What is the percentage of the units that you take care of, the 70, mm-hmm. are in already areas or such as Fall Creek or wherever that are already regulated for nightly rentals?
Pretty large percentage. I would say 90%, something like that.
There's so about 10% of the ones that you take care of are homes in neighborhoods.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, something like that.
Okay. And they do have their permits, mm-hmm. the nightly rentals.
Okay, thank you, Mark. Neil Murphy.
Thank you. Hope you don't recorded the football game. I know I am. I live in Branson Creek. My name is Neil Murphy. The one option A is the one that bothers me quite a bit. Option A said a lot of things in one page, but the fact of the matter is there are adequate motel rooms in this area to handle the group, people that come in, no matter what time of the year it might be. I got this information from, and I don't think she's here tonight, Lori Hayes. Lori, are you here? First time I met Lori. But Lori runs the Branson Lake Lodging Association, which I assume is hotels, motels, that type of thing. Lori tells me that their annual occupancy rate is approximately 60%. That's 60%. There's no need for more rentals. Right now, rentals are not allowed. That's the law in the subdivision I live in. Division 3 permits are non-existent in that area. Yet, there's at least 27 rentals going on right now, illegally. It's my feeling that the Taney County Board of Commissioners, Planning and Zoning, is set up to protect the citizens of Taney County, not citizens of other cities and states whose only interests are to make a buck at the expense of those that are homesteaded here, me and others like me. It's my feeling that many of the VRBOs and Airbnbs, etc., of listings where people are throwing out these numbers of 3,000 and 4,000 and all that sort of stuff, I'm pretty sure there's a whole bunch of duplicates there with Hollister, Branson, and Ridgedale. A lot of duplication there. So what you think is a big, huge number is really not that huge. I would venture to say that of those listings, that 90% of them of the rentals are either condos or townhomes, not single-family dwellings. We, the residents that are fighting this issue, live here, pay taxes here, vote here. I understand that most government agencies are overworked. In your case, probably underpaid. However, you don't declare robbery's okay if your police force is diminished. The law is the law. They also mentioned court cases.